we're going backstage with the headliners, taking you to all the big sets, plus partying with the stars at Coachella and revealing this week's Hot 100. Happy Monday after Coachella. It's April 15th, and this is Billboard News. We're recapping the whole weekend, so let's dive in.
Billie Eilish, Shakira, Will Smith, Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift. From huge K-pop acts and Latin kings, we're breaking down the biggest Coachella moments and the best parties in the desert in Billboard All Access.
This is the reason for happy bitches' existence.
On day one, before knowing we'd be surprised by Shakira and Billie Eilish, we got energized with Celsius, who brought out T-Pain. And the festival packed lots of surprises. Sabrina Carpenter debuted brand new track, Espresso. With Shakira joining Bizarrap and announcing a tour. AT's brought all the energy to Sahara Tent. Peso Pluma did the same on the main stage. And Lana Del Rey was, of course, the queen of the night. She was joined by Billie Eilish.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars.
The night was ruled by Nylon, where guests like Becky G and Megan Fox could still get pampered and party. And Tao's Desert Nights kept it going as always.
So Friday was a total vibe, but Saturday, along with some epic parties, took it up a notch.
Girls, like me and you, always run!
Before heading to the festival. Saturday, everybody knows Revolve is the ultimate stop in the desert, and they delivered with Yin Yang Twins. And the iconicness of Ludacris going full Bieber. Sweetie kicked it over at Oasis, while over at the festival saw Ray in the Mojave tent. Everyone lost it when Olivia Rodrigo joined No Doubt. And Tyler, the Creator, shut it down, joined by Childish Gambino. Even chatted about Gerard Carmichael.
Probably seen my homie try to f*** me on camera. Oh, it was terrible.
Revolve was back at it with their pizza slime after party attended by Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. And per usual, the weekend's biggest party, Neon Carnival, was epic. DJ Pee-wee kept the doors open.
How you feeling tonight, Neon Carnival, baby? What we doing?
And yes, you heard right. Even Taylor Swift dropped by with boyfriend Travis Kelce and Ice Spice.
And somehow we still had the energy for Sunday.
Sunday at Coachella was one for the books. Justin Bieber joined Tim's. The main stage stayed on fire with Bebe Rexha bringing the vocals and also David Guetta. J Balvin had everyone talking with Aliens and Will Smith. We watched Jada and Willow and Jaden enjoy the big surprise. And closing out the jam-packed festival weekend was Doja Cat. See you next year in the desert.
And we didn't just get to experience the festival as an attendee, but with one of Sunday's biggest headliners, J Balvin.
I need Will Smith in the show. I need the man in black.
From Big Willie to an alien landing and an out of this world performance.
You won't believe where we are. We're taking you behind the scenes of J Balvin's epic Coachella set right here at the Paramount Studios in Los Angeles. Mi gente, let's go.
How are you feeling heading out to the desert now?
Man, Can't wait to see this UFO, you know, landing in Coachella.
And like, what do you feel fans are gonna react?
I think they're gonna go crazy because they have no idea, no clue of what will be. Like, not even my friends don't come to rehearsals. Nothing.
Just come straight to the show.
Even my wife.
She doesn't know.
She just not. Yeah, she's just like, can I come? And like, nope.
So I'm seeing you like up in the air on all this stuff. Are you nervous about that part of it at all?
When I started doing this part here, you know, that goes to the UFO, I was shaking the first day. Can't lie. Because you know, from this height, if you fall, you're done. Right? It will go viral, but that's not important.
No,
right
we
now.
Don't want that.
But that's not important right now, right?
Well, man, thank you so much for having us at rehearsal, and I'll see you in the desert.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do it.
Love, bro.
You're about to head on the stage. How are you feeling, my man?
Man, I feel blessed, but you know, I got 200 butterflies inside of me right now. You know, I feel the pressure. It's real.
Well, I know you're gonna kill it. We can't wait to see you,
thank
bro.
Thank you, my G.
Talk to J Balvin and the team behind this amazing set. The full tour stop with J Balvin will be out Friday. With Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole constantly exchanging bars, how will it affect the charts? This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated April 20th. Back in the top 10 is Noah Kahan. Type Shit is up a spot to 9. While Ariana is up to 8. We can't be friends. Lovin' on Me is at number 7. But you can whip your lovin' on me. J. Cole's 7-minute drill debuts at 6. Texas Hold'em is down to 5. This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no Hold'em. Lose Control is sitting at number 4. I lose control. As Benson Boone stays at 3. These beautiful things that I've got, please stay. Ozier hits a new number 2 peak. You're too sweet for me. And for the third straight week, Like That is at number 1. The big three. It's just big me. That's it for today. I'm gonna find some Pedialyte and a bed and maybe a couple days off. See you next time on Billboard News.